Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A blocking pattern has set up in the upper atmosphere, meaning that weather systems are not going anywhere fast as we begin the work week. That means that the cool and cloudy regime over the Northeast will stay that way, with scattered showers and an occasional thunderstorm continuing, keeping temperatures cool with highs only in the 50s for Boston, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and into the nation's capital. Further south, the southern states of the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi should dry out with pleasant sunny skies early this week. A cold front will move across the Florida Peninsula, however, and that's going to pose a slight severe weather risk for heavy rain, hail, and even a possible tornado for much of the Florida Peninsula. A blast of cold weather is on tap for the Northwest, and I'll have more on that in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
You know what's very exciting about Dr. Dave's reports is that every single report, every week, there's a strong chance of a tornado. Coming up in just seconds, I will have new theories about the Strokes. This is the group, the Strokes. You need to pay attention to this.
In the video, Tara Reid greeted the gathered cameras as she strutted onto the red carpet with Bella held in one arm. Moments later, her left ankle buckled and she fell, luckily away from Bella, as the little dog tumbled out of her grasp, before she joked to the gathered cameras, that did not work. Soon she was blithely back on her feet, and clutching both her pups, smiling and posing at the charity event.
The physics of being Tara Reid must be spectacular, because every week she's falling. She's always falling, and I don't think she's drunk. I think she's just, you know, Tara Reid. All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I am horrified. Horrified that Meghan Markle is not going to Prince Philip's funeral.
5,000 quid, which will go a long way to help a great many families.
I think we better get on with the celebrations now. Thank you very much.
Do I look ill?
Yes, you look a little ill, Prince Philip. Very sad, everybody in England, very sad. But here's Meghan Markle. She, you know, she's not going to get in the private jet and go over there. She's, listen, unless she has a, quote, troubled pregnancy, she should be over there. She should be over there in 2 seconds. Speaking of troubled pregnancy, when my current wife was 8 months pregnant with our first child, I was invited to do the one thing I could not resist: give a speech in Australia. She was 8 months pregnant, and they invited me to give a speech. What was I going to do? They said to me, what would it take to get you to come here to give a speech in Australia, in Melbourne, Australia? And I said two words: first class. Can you imagine Qantas first class from Los Angeles to Sydney, Australia, and then to Melbourne? It was insane. I mean, it was incredible. The best experience I've ever had in an airplane. Now, everybody has heroes in their own industry. In your industry, a truck driver, there are legendary truck drivers, legendary ice cream servers, legends. In my industry, there are legendary talk show hosts. And easily, in my opinion, one of the top one or two talk show hosts, local talk show hosts. Well, there's John and Ken at KFI in Los Angeles, and then there's Neil Rogers in South Florida. Neil Rogers, off the air, was a very difficult person. Usually the big guns are very nice. However, he left us something that I'm going to be using tonight, Neil left us something that I have no compunction about using. He left us his soundboard, the Neil Rogers soundboard. Now, when I play wacky sound effects, it's all off of one page, and it's stored on one page. And it has short little bursts of excitement.
Oy.
Like that. And that was one that Neil liked to use the best.
Oy.
And he liked this one.
Neil Rogers God.
Neil Rogers God. And I'm like, well, why can't Neil visit us? Why can't his soundboard visit us? And that's what's going to happen tonight. Neil Rogers soundboard.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that incredible? Can you imagine how spiced and exciting my show's going to be tonight? Because we have Neil Rogers soundboard, using it at exactly the appropriate
Oy.
Times. Now, I've got a lot for you tonight. I have the usual edition, which is our mocking of public radio, which is the worst kind of radio. We have a conversation that you and I are going to have about people who are transgender, and it's an important conversation. Plus, I've got the drive-through brew, and everybody loves the drive-through brew. Now, do you know what that is? I realize if you live in Washington, D.C., New York City, any of the big markets, you may not know what a drive-through brew is. I'm going to explain it once, and then I'd like you to explain it to your children who will be coming along sooner than you want. Here's what a drive-through brew is. It's a house, and some genius cut a hole in the house where the garage should be. You drive your car in there, and suddenly you're surrounded. You're in a different world. You're in the fourth dimension. You're in Xanadu. You're surrounded floor to ceiling with beer, soda, T-shirts, cigarette lighters, cigarettes, and all kinds of tchotchkes appropriate to driving into somebody's house and loading up the trunk. I mean, can you imagine that? Driving into someone's house, you look at the guy and you say, fill it up with Budweiser in the back. That's all you got to say, and they know exactly what to do. They take one look at you, and they know what size bottle you want because they're professionals. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I have to say, I'm going to say it about 800 times tonight, I am disappointed and shocked that Meghan Markle has not gotten on a jet, if necessary, with a doctor, and go to pay her respects and attend the funeral of Prince Philip. I'm like, what? Are you crazy? You've got to go over there and pay the respects. Could you imagine trying to get out of your father-in-law's funeral? That wouldn't go over so well. You couldn't say, well, I don't like the potato salad at the wake. I didn't really like the potato salad. That wouldn't work. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I know she's pregnant, but I've read nowhere where it says she has any sort of condition that would prevent her from getting on a jet other than fear of in-laws. Fear of in-laws is a very big deal, but I hope she doesn't have any condition that would prevent her from getting on a jet. But let's assume she doesn't. She should get on a jet, go to England, pay respects to Prince Philip. 888-688-WALT is my number. This is a live 3-hour, guys, 3-hour radio show. One of the best 3-hour radio shows in the history of radio. It's called Sterling on Sunday. My name's Walter M. Sterling, Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What secrets are held in the swamp? Your Curse of Oak Island update later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
If you've ever looked at an elementary school assistant teacher and thought, I don't know, maybe cocaine or heroin, why not both? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Malbec Wine. Malbec Wine. Malbec Wine is a brand new sponsor, and I know you're going to love them. Imagine the patio at this time of year, and you're sitting there enjoying your friends, your family, or maybe just a little quiet time. In your hand is a glass of extreme altitude Malbec wine from Argentina. This comes from vineyards that are so high up, they're up 9,000 feet in the air, that the air is pure, the soil is pure. These things are miles from civilization, and the result is the most amazing red wine. Now, stare into your glass, and it's like looking into your soul. These wines are also healthier than other wines, and 10 times more longevity-boosting resveratrol and 90% less sugar. 90% less sugar than most wines. And they have no dyes, no flavor additives. The best part, though, is the flavor. You'll taste blackberry, leather, smoke, and a little dark cherry all in a glass of wine. Amazing. Go over to sterlingwinesale.com. Go to that website, sterlingwinesale.com. Do it now because this is a very limited run wine. You'll find a Malbec from the third highest vineyard in the world. No inflated prices. You're getting top quality foreign wine for about half the price you'd normally pay. Plus, you get 50% off shipping today and 50% off Malbec's best wine. Now, with the holidays coming up, Memorial Day, July 4th, summer just around the corner, this is the perfect time to stock up on a great wine. Go to sterlingwinesale.com. Sterlingwinesale.com. Sterlingwinesale.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
I'm J.J. Wilson. And it's time for another edition of Drive Through Brew, the weekly feature that dives into the lives of two guys who sell beer, soda, and snacks at a drive through. Let's listen as Jake and his manager greet a customer who has an unusual demand.
Hey!
May I help you?
You guys got any pink beer?
Pink?
I know it sounds crazy, but my wife and I are having a gender reveal party. And she wants all the food to be pink.
Well, you've got pink bazooka bubblegum.
And cherry 7-Up. That's kind of pink.
Yeah, that's perfect. Give me about 12 bottles of that.
Sure, go ahead and pop your trunk. So when's the baby due?
No. There's no baby. We just bought a new GPS. And we had to decide whether it's going to be a male voice or a female voice. See?
I see.
Will the crazy customer find enough pink food for his gender reveal party? Listen next time when his GPS says...
Recalculating. Let's stop at the psychiatric hospital. On the left.
That's next week on Drive Through Brew.
Yes, I am endlessly puzzled by gender reveal parties. First of all, it's not absolute, you know. It's not absolute. There are intersex people. There are people who are non-binary at birth. It's not absolute. Plus, I can't imagine. It's the stupidest occasion I could ever imagine. I am so grateful that our 18-year-old was born before, what was it, before or after, before all of that nonsense. Speaking of which, my Dorothy, who's at Syracuse University living in a dorm under quarantine, got the COVID virus, even though she was in quarantine. Now, what that means is that if she left her dorm room to go into the hall, she could be suspended. Now, she would be suspended. It also means that if she wanted to say, listen, I'm going to take my courses at home. All my courses are online. I'm lying in my dorm room bed. They're all online. That's crazy. She'd lose her scholarships. Like, what? It's a wacky system. I have a very profound and important theory about the schools and all of this, the public schools, the K through 12 schools. Here's my theory. I've got two kids in K through 12 and an 18-year-old who just escaped. The only thing I've ever heard San Francisco do en masse that made perfect sense is last year they gave every kid in high school an A. They said, screw this. It's not going to work. There's no reason for it. Every kid, we're going to give them all an A. Because the transcript for the past 12 months means zero. There's no control of how kids learn. There's no control of what they learn or the pace at which they learn. This was a cruel thing. And rather than pretend that this is normal, rather than pretend that everything's okay, they should say, we're not going to do it. We're just not going to make the kids go through this. I was shocked to learn from my kid's teacher, from my 15-year-old's teacher in her IEP, that most kids doing online class turn off their camera. The teacher can't see them. Now, if a teacher can't see their class, that's like bowling, going bowling and not being able to see the pins. Oh, why don't you make up your score? Or why don't you put up an accurate score? Well, but I couldn't see the pins. Well, that's too bad. That's what it's like. It's so dumb. It's just so dumb. Now, tonight we're working with the Neil Rogers soundboard. What does that mean? It means that Neil Rogers, who is the best local talk show host I can ever imagine, had a soundboard filled with wacky MP3 files, great MP3 files, and he left them to us. He left them as a gift to us to spice up his show, and now I will use them to spice up my show.
No!
No, really, I can do that because he's been dead since 1967, and he was the best. He was amazing. And I figured some of the sounds that he used could use to help move the meters on our world. Let's see, what else has he got here on the Neil Rogers soundboard?
Papajenko, look what we got.
That's Neil's voice, his actual voice. Very, very rare.
That son of a bitch
that
is
huge.
Son of a bitch is
that
huge.
Son of a bitch is huge.
Or, let's see, what else can we use? Let's see, or this. That's nice, isn't it?
Oi!
There you go. The Neil Rogers soundboard. Very happy to use it. 25 past the hour with Walter Sterling. But I say that every single public school in America should either do it on pass-fail this year and last year, or give every kid an A. Because there's no way that it's fair or reasonable that any kid should have to suffer the grades from this system. Now, my 15-year-old, last year, I'm not bragging, I'm just reporting, I couldn't believe it either, was straight A's. She got straight A's, and this year she's got three F's and two D's. What's the difference? Same kid, same school, same teachers. She's online. She can't focus. She doesn't have the ability to focus that way. She has ADHD or, you know, she has to get an oil job. I don't know what it is. You know, when we were in school, we didn't have ADHD. We were told to stop eating so much sugar and go to bed earlier. Remember that? We were told, you know, go to bed earlier and stop eating. So don't eat those Twinkies. That's how they dealt with ADHD. Maybe it was insensitive. Maybe it was the wrong way to do it. I think it was exactly the right way to do it. You know, when I see what these kids are taking in terms of medication, that was the sort of medication they gave to crazy people at the end of the cycle. When they couldn't do anything more, they'd start giving them the meds that they start kids with today. Not comfortable with it, not happy about it, but I'm damn sure what should be happening in the public schools today is that the kids should be given either all A's or pass-fail. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT. That's my number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. 888-978-9258. And the other side topic is, what the hell is Meghan Markle not going to the funeral of her father-in-law, a guy who's 99 years old? He asked for one thing at 99. Come to my funeral. That's all he asked for. It seems like a fair request. Doesn't seem like a big deal. I'm looking for something to play you. It, you know, it's just not cool if I have to look for it. Oh, and then in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about the tragedy of number one draft choice Trevor Lawrence got married yesterday. He got married yesterday. It was insane. What, Prince Philip, don't you agree?
$5,000, which will go a long way to help a great many families.
I think we'd better get on with the celebrations now. Thank you very much.
Do I look ill?
Well, you don't look great. You've looked a lot better, that's for sure. 888-688-WALT is my phone number, and I look forward to talking to you because we are live. We are live on a Sunday night. Can you think of anything else that's live? I don't think so. Have you heard anything else that sounds alive? Maybe they are alive. Do they sound alive? Are they still talking about annuities? You think that's radio? That's not radio. That's an embarrassment to America.
$5,000, which will go a long way to help a great many families.
I think we better get on with the celebrations now. Thank you very much.
Do I look ill?
Yes.
So growing up, I went to a very she summer camp, very she private school, all this stuff. And I was very public school. I was the public school scholarship kid. And one day when we were going to camp, I was very upset. I said to my father, I was like, Dad, everybody goes to these fancy places when summer is over. They go to St. Bart's, they go to St. Tropez. I was like, we go to Jones Beach, Dorney Park, if we're lucky, in our two-door Ford Explorer from 1991. One of the doors doesn't open, the windows you have to slap down, the radio was stolen, and the engine you have to disconnect every time you park it type of beat. And he was like, listen, don't stress. This is what you tell them. You tell these kids you go on vacation in the Isles of Gristides. This is Gristides, a supermarket chain in New York. He said, these kids, they'll never know it's a supermarket because they don't go to supermarkets. Just tell them you'll be in the Isles. So that's what I did.
The Strokes. I have some deep and profound observations about The Strokes. And you and I will share those coming up in just seconds. It's a network radio show unlike any other you've ever heard, because I don't really care about politics. You know, I care about my kids, and I care about this pain on my side, and the fact that the check engine light has never gone out in my lifetime. The check engine light has never gone out. It's a tragedy. All right, it's 30 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Where you're hearing things, where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. With weather systems being slow to move this week due to what us meteorologists call a Rex block, what you see is what you got. For most of the work week. Out west, a dome of cold Canadian high pressure will bring well below normal temperatures from the northwest all the way from Alaska to Washington and Oregon and the northern Rocky Mountains into the nation's heartland. So we'll see record-setting cold temperatures in the Dakotas, Minot and Rapid City down to 30 degrees, Denver sees 29, Great Falls, Montana, 24, with up to 2 feet of snow in Lander, Wyoming, and Boulder, Colorado. Temperatures running more like February than mid-April. Even several inches of snow are possible in North Dakota, across to northern Minnesota, and those cold temperatures will plunge all the way down well into the Texas Panhandle. But keep your hat on. Spring returns next week. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour right here on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, we're talking about many things, including the fact that Meghan Markle refused to get on a jet to go to her father-in-law's funeral. Now, she is pregnant. Hopefully, she's not having a troubled pregnancy. I'm like, really? You can't get on a jet to go bid him goodbye. John in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, John.
Hey, Walter. Good evening. I always enjoy your shows on Sunday night. I drive home from my girlfriend's house. I got about 45 minutes drive, and I always enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Just want not to, no disrespect, sir, but it's just wanted to correct you. That's all right. It's not her father-in-law. It's her father-in-law's father.
It's her father-in-law's. Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Prince Charles. Prince Charles. That's the son. That would be her father-in-law, and then that's his dad. So it's her father-in-law's dad. But you know, hey, I agree with you that you know the royals have always brought a lot of you know social graces and eloquence, and they try to do the right thing and say the right thing, even after she dumped on him on the Oprah show. It would have shown a lot of class to get on the plane and, you know, do things that you don't always want to do, but you should do. Doesn't show a lot of maturity or class on her end.
Unless she has a medical issue with her pregnancy, which I hope she does not. But otherwise,
I would have thought that would have come up. But you know,
yeah, I haven't read that anywhere. Where is that? I haven't read that anywhere. It's nonsense.
Should have gone and sucked it up, and you don't have to say a word. You don't have to look at them, but your presence would raise her stock quite a bit over in that country and across the world, I think.
John, what does your girlfriend do?
She works for a bank. She's working out of her house these days and has since COVID. She processes money for people across the country from this bank that the bank owes money to. So she reaches out to all these people that used to have accounts and tries to get their money back in their hands. Doesn't that sound like a crazy job?
Well, if her job is to take money from a bank and get it back into your hands and mine, she's my hero. She's my hero. Yeah. Thanks for calling, John. I really appreciate you listening to the show, participating in the show. It's a spectacular radio show. Very few people understand it. James Copeland, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. I think what you need to do, James, is start from scratch and go down your CV since we've started working together on Sterling on Sunday, because you've had a spectacular career. Please go down the things that you have done.
Yes, it's been quite a wild ride. So we've been doing production here in the Winnebago. It's a 1975 Winnebago Indian that I restored and built a fully functioning radio studio inside of. So a lot of the production and commercials and all that wonderful stuff you hear comes out of the Winnebago, which is currently parked along the side of I-40 in Arizona. I spent some time in Arizona in the Quartzsite Parker area, if you know where that is, in the desert for the winter, and ended up working at a radio station in Parker, Arizona, and living at the owner's house for like 2 months. So that was fun, and now I am on the way to my next exciting adventure.
No. You don't tell us what that is yet. You skipped a number of jobs. What are some of the other jobs you've had in the past year?
Oh, of course. Well, we've had the extravaganza at Dollar Tree, which many
of our listeners
will remember. So
James worked at Dollar
in,
Tree.
November, December, January.
James worked at Dollar Tree and learned a great deal about popular taste. And where else have you worked? Dollar Tree, the radio station, any place else?
Well, I do some work for Mr. Lee Harris there in New York City, so that's an ongoing effort. And then I'm always picking up random production jobs here and there. So, yeah, it's all over the place. It's the gig economy is what the Harvard MBAs call it.
Now, what's interesting to me is you were offered a real job by a real company and you turned it down. Why did you turn it down?
You know, at the end of the day, I realized that I did not want to live and work in a big city. And at this point, I'm very glad of that decision, given the fact that big cities today are rather miserable places.
Well, James Copeland has an astonishing end to this story. In just seconds, he's going to share with us what his next job is going to be. And the reason I had to have him on the air tonight is if he didn't tell you himself, you would never believe it. That's coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What secrets are held in the swamp? Your Curse of Oak Island update later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. It's getting to be that time of year again. Next time you grill a couple of steaks, pop open a bottle of Extreme Altitude Malbec wine. These wines are one of my new sponsors, and their wine is like no other. Now, it comes from these remote vineyards in Argentina. They're at 9,000 feet altitude. When they aren't making wine, they're herding cattle, so they know meat. And that's what these Malbec wines are for. When you pop open a bottle, you're going to get blackberry, leather, smoke, and a little dark cherry, which is my favorite flavor. You're also getting less sugar, less chemicals and additives, and 10 times more resveratrol, which is a powerful longevity booster. You can find their wine when you go to sterlingwinesale.com. That's sterlingwinesale.com. Do this now. Visit sterlingwinesale.com today and receive 50% off shipping and 50% off the best Malbec wine. This was a small shipment. It will go fast, so you want to order right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Want to know your future? Talk to California Psychics. They thoroughly test their psychics to make sure they have real gifts. Take the California Psychics Challenge. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com or download the app. That's California Psychics.
Which is more important to you, saving time, the planet, or money? Well, you can save all three at Imperfect Foods. They are reimagining grocery delivery, rescuing millions of pounds of imperfect groceries that would otherwise go to waste for silly reasons like a funky-shaped carrot, overproduction of eggs. I mean, it's a game changer having affordable, sustainable groceries delivered to my doorstep each week. Sign up now and use the code GROCERIES, and for a limited time, you'll get 20% off your first four orders at imperfectfoods.com.
Spring is finally here, and you deserve an upgrade. There's no better way to upgrade than with a new Hyundai filled with all the latest technology, including the digital smartphone key. Save big on all our Hyundai models and get the upgrade you deserve only at the Hyundai Spring Upgrade Event.
Get 0% APR for 60 months on select vehicles, plus zero payments for 90 days. Offers end March 31st, 2021. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hey, New York, spring's finally here, and there's no time to wait to get the lawn of your dreams with True Green, America's number one lawn care company. True Green's science-based approach and local expertise will help give your lawn the year-round care it needs to be thick and weed-free. Go to truegreen.com/radio to save 50% on your first service. Just call 877-461-0427 or go to truegreen.com/radio today and get a lawn you'll be proud of.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
All right, there's James Copeland, a great talent, production, performer. Everything we need in a radio guy is James Copeland. Now, James has done several jobs during the course of Sterling on Sunday. He has worked at Dollar Tree. He's a brilliant producer. He's a great writer. Many of the voices you hear on our genius production is the work of James Copeland. Last month or so, he worked mornings at a radio station in Arizona. Which radio station was that?
Yeah, that was KLPZ-AM. And it's basically, imagine your show, Walter, more politics in the morning. You know, we're breaking all the rules of radio. In fact, one of my last mornings there, we opened a box and took 10 minutes to open the box. Another time, we opened Pez and see who could load a Pez dispenser the fastest, and then we had a contest to see how many people could guess the right answer to how many Pez were actually in the Pez container.
It's impossible to load a Pez container with every Pez that comes in the package. You're going to leave one out. You're going to eat one. It's not going to happen. There are people, and I used to see them on TV, TV kid hosts who had practiced it clearly, and they knew how to unwrap that package and pop them all into the Pez dispenser at once. That was the first item sold on eBay. Do you know that? eBay was started to sell Pez dispensers.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, they're incredibly difficult to open. I think they need one of those little things like when you open a pack of gum, you could just rip the whole thing open. But, no, there's no innovation in the world of Pez.
Now, the tooth fairy brings my 9-year-old Pez when she loses a tooth. And just to make my life exciting, when I was negotiating with the tooth fairy, she lost 2 teeth in one night. Therefore, she needed 2 loads of Pez in one night at 11:30. And good luck finding that drugstore open.
Yeah, they're impossible to find.
Now, James, share with us, please. You've quit the job at the radio station, the morning show at the radio station. You're in your Winnebago. You're headed toward your next job. Please share with us what this job is.
That's right. So my winter job is over because it's over 100 degrees in Parker, Arizona, so it's too hot. So I am heading to Arkansas, and I am going to be one of the only people in the U.S. or the world, for that matter, working at a Titan II missile silo.
What will you be doing at a Titan II missile silo? And clearly, they have not asked enough questions.
So, obviously, this is not an active facility. I think the last of the Titan II missile silos were deactivated in 1987, but there were some in California, some around Tucson, some around Little Rock, and some around my hometown of Wichita, Kansas. So back in the day, you know, these places were the number one threat for the Russians to bomb us. So I will be checking guests into now what is a luxury Airbnb and event center and whatnot. So people can go on Airbnb and they can rent this place out. You get the whole thing, and I'll be the one checking you in and giving you a tour and checking you out and all that good stuff and explaining how to not lock yourself in behind the 6,000-pound blast doors.
What does the tour consist of? When you rent something from Airbnb at a missile silo, what do you get?
So there's a huge staircase that goes down. And mind you, when the Air Force got rid of these facilities, when they decommissioned them, they blew up the silo part. They filled that all in. Then they poured all the rubble down in the staircase to access it. So the people who took this project on took 10 years to get all that rubble out of the access center, get all the water out of the whole facility, trying to make, you know, something out of it. So you get that big staircase down, and then there's a bunch of several rooms. There's like the blast area, which would, you know, withstand a basically direct hit of a nuclear weapon, or if the missile blew up, it was also for that. And so you have that, and within there, they've turned that into, like, some bathrooms and showers, and there's, like, laundry. There's a laundry room there, so I'll have to do a broadcast from the laundry room or something. And then you have a 3-floor control center. So when this is operational, you know, it had equipment rooms and actual living quarters because people lived at these missile silos. And then you had the actual place where you would launch the missiles itself. And the interesting thing is this 3-story underground building actually hangs on springs, because if the whole thing got hit by a bomb or when the missile's launching, everything needs to be able to move so it's not affixed to the wall. So the entire thing down there is actually supported by these massive springs. So now they have like a big movie theater in there. There's a kitchen. There's the whole top floor is like a master bedroom and bathroom with open showers and all this stuff. And then they've got like a conference area, so like you could have a corporate event there or whatever. So it's a 3,000 square foot facility just in the control center alone.
I suppose that's where you want to see Henry Fonda's failsafe. That's where you'd want to see failsafe.
Yes.
They have a movie theater there. That's amazing and terrifying. Wow. Have you been there yet?
No, I've only seen some pictures and videos and everything, so I'm on my way there right now.
Well, I would feel spooked in there. I would be afraid to be in there. They're the worst ghosts. Ghosts live in there. Don't you feel that?
I'm not too worried about it. You're not gonna pony up the money to spend a night in your very own missile silo.
No, because I know you, and so I'll get in for free.
There you go.
That is very exciting. That's amazing. This is James Copeland. His new job is giving tours at a B&B of a missile silo in where is it?
This is just north of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Just north of Little Rock, Arkansas. Unbelievable. Well, James, call us when you get there. Let us know you've arrived safely. You said it was 100 degrees in Arizona already?
Oh, yeah. We already hit a 101. It was insane.
Amazing. All right, my friend. Thanks very much. That's James Copeland, who's about to run a B&B, which will allow you into a missile silo in Arkansas. And you know, if you think about it, that's really what you could hope for most from Arkansas, is abandoned missile silos. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I want to talk to you. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I have three kids under the age of 18. They're all having a horrible time in school this year. Last year, they were doing pretty good, but they were not meant to do remote learning. They were not meant to do remote learning. The 9-year-old sits at home when she has school at home. She sits at home, and she's got a scam worked out. She has an iPad on her lap, different than the computer with the school, and on her lap she's watching YouTube videos, and she's watching TikTok videos. So she watches TikTok with the sound down while she's supposed to be in school until we catch her, and then we make her turn it off. I suspect she's not the only child doing this, but the result is that her grades are terrible. And she's, you know, like your kid, really smart. It should be a pass-fail setup. This is the dumbest thing that any school system has set up. And in high school, every kid should get an A, or it should be a pass-fail system. This is not going to work out. What's going to happen, promise you, that when colleges and your future employers look at the situation, they're going to look at this year, and they're either going to white it out, they're going to ignore it, they're going to say, oh, okay, you went to school and you passed. Speaking of which, every state's still holding to their attendance rules. So every state is requiring these kids to maintain their attendance based on their rules. That's all crazy. And yes, we can blame the teachers' unions because, you know, why not? But I don't blame them. I blame the boards. I blame the school boards, who should have said day one, this is going to be a pass-fail situation. These kids are screwed. The teachers are screwed. It's a horrendous way to try and teach because no one knows how to do it. The way we teach our kids was started in 1890. We haven't really evolved it since 1890. Now all of a sudden we expect them to behave differently, both the teachers and the students, and it's not working. Dumb situation. It's the funniest thing is when my kid's home and she says, okay, it's now time for me to have PE. It's time for you to have what? Physical education. It's time for you to have physical education? Really? How's that going to be working out? What, you mean you're going to run around the house? And you know what? When they're in school for PE, they don't go out. They don't run around. They, in fact, run around the classroom. That's what they do. How stupid is that? All right, let's you and I talk. 888-688-WALT. Coming up in just seconds, we're going to have an actual person who knows what they should be doing with Meghan Markle and knows how dumb it is for Trevor Lawrence to get married. Did you see that? Trevor Lawrence got married yesterday. He's the number one draft pick football player out of Clemson. He's going to wind up at some college, NFL team in Florida. Who wants that? This guy is the last guy who should get married. Trevor Lawrence is
Trevor, you made a terrible mistake. I don't care who she is. He's at the doorstep of about $500 million. Endless adulation, endless rewards for being a great football player. And he got married yesterday. What were you thinking, Trevor? I know she's a nice girl. She's a lovely woman. But what were you thinking, Trevor? Dumb mistake. Here's my number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. We have fun here. This is the best Sunday night radio show in America. I think you'll agree. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. I am Walter M. Sterling. Thank you for being with me.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A blocking pattern has set up in the upper atmosphere, meaning that weather systems are not going anywhere fast as we begin the work week. That means that the cool and cloudy regime over the Northeast will stay that way, with scattered showers and an occasional thunderstorm continuing, keeping temperatures cool with highs only in the 50s for Boston, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and into the nation's capital. Further south, the southern states of the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi should dry out with pleasant sunny skies early this week. A cold front will move across the Florida Peninsula, however, and that's going to pose a slight severe weather risk for heavy rain, hail, and even a possible tornado for much of the Florida Peninsula. A blast of cold weather is on tap for the Northwest, and I'll have more on that in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Kimberly Holmes, CEO of Marriage Helper. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Kimberly.
Thank you for having me.
Kimberly, first of all, you're on here because you have the best name ever in history. Kimberly Holmes is just the sort of name that rolls out the red carpet at every country club in America. Secondly, there are two major marital events that I want the CEO of Marriage Helpers to participate in the conversation. Number one, I can't imagine getting away with the great father-in-law dying and not going to the funeral. Now, we haven't read anything about Meghan Markle's pregnancy being a troublesome pregnancy. I hope it's not, but let's assume it's not. Let's assume she just didn't want to go. How could the marriage survive that? And then we'll talk about another thing. But here's Prince Philip. Prince Philip died. Terrible, sad event. And everybody's terrible and sad and blah, blah, blah. And she's not going to go to the funeral. It's unbelievable to me that she's not going to that funeral.
Mm. You know, it is interesting that she is not going, and I hope that she is healthy and that everything works out well. However, when we're looking at what really matters in the relationship and for the marriage, it's going to boil down to compromise. And so the real thing that matters here is Harry upset that she is not going to the funeral? And that's something that I don't know if we're going to get to see from our perspective, but if it's something that he is fine with, then whether or not she goes doesn't really matter. But if he wants the support of his wife, if he wished that she would be there with him, then that will cause conflict and discord later down the marriage, because it will build up with resentment and many types of things that can flow from that. So all of it boils down to is, have they compromised here? Have they talked about it? Are they both in agreement on this? Or is there something else going on? And that is what we can't know the answer to.
I don't know why you say
that compromise is the key to a successful marriage, when in my situation, I'm always right. Why should I have to compromise? It seems very unfair and short-sighted.
Well, I would love to hear your wife's point of view on that. She might think she's always right.
She might, but I'm always right. By the way, in a shock to all of us, we've been married 20 years this month, and in a shock to all of us, we actually had a session with a marriage counselor, sort of. Not because we have an issue with our marriage. The reason we stay married and will always be married is to torture our children. Our children, you know, they're always looking at us, and we say, no, you don't understand. We're never getting a divorce. The reason we're never getting a divorce is we need to be constantly watching you. We need to constantly be sharing our ideas with you. We had a terrible event take place 8 years ago. And I have never, this is on me, I have never dissipated those feelings. I have never, those feelings have never washed away. Anytime I go to that event, it's just as though it happened this minute. And that's not a healthy thing for me, and it's not a healthy thing for her. Because as the way I describe it is, it's like I dip my toe in a lake of sadness anytime I get near that event. And it was precipitated by all of my in-laws. All of them failed. They all failed. So now the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, far more exciting than my marriage, is that, do you know who Trevor Lawrence is?
I do, yes.
And do you find him attractive?
I was not expecting you to ask me this question. I do not find him attractive. He is nothing like what I'm attracted to. My husband does not look like him, and I'm very attracted to my husband.
I'm attracted to Trevor Lawrence. And yes. And much to the annoyance of my wife. Now, remember, we're talking about pictures here. We're not talking about meeting him at a bar.
Sure.
Yeah. So I find him very attractive in every way, in that I will never be that cool. I will never have that hair. And I have never been able to, I've never been able to throw a ball. But he made a horrible mistake this weekend. Do you know what he did?
Well, he didn't get the medical testing he needed in order for him to get married.
Oh, really?
That sounds wrong. He didn't get the medical testing he needed and instead got married.
That's news. What testing did he need?
You know, from what I'm understanding, there's testing for the preliminary NFL draft rounds that he skipped out on in advance of the NFL draft happening so that he could prepare for his wedding that he just had this past weekend.
What tests do you need? Do you know what medical tests he needed?
Oh, I do not know. Do you know?
No, I don't know anything about sports. Nothing. You and I are talking to Kimberly Holmes, who's the CEO of Marriage Helper. And she's just great. I love having her on the show. Kimberly Holmes, CEO of Marriage Helper. We're talking about the mistake that Trevor Lawrence made this weekend, which is that he got married to Missa Mowry. They call her name's Marissa, but everybody calls her Missa. And so there's Missa Mowry, who is a Southern country club kind of gal. Now, that's very different than a Northeast country club kind of gal. She's a Southern, you know, one of those country clubs that anybody could get into if they have the money. It's that sort of country club. And she's one of those women. She was a soccer player in college. She made a commitment to Trevor quite some time ago. And she is at the steps of being in a $500 million a year marriage. It's interesting to me that this marriage happened moments before the draft. Not after, but moments before. Did he need a prenup? Do you think he got a prenup?
I don't know. I hope that he didn't get a prenup.
Why do you hope he didn't?
A prenup is basically setting yourself up for divorce. A prenup is basically saying, since this may not work out, let's plan how we're going to end it. And that's not the way you want to enter into a marriage.
Now, I support this fact. I am not one, but they're both born-again Christians. And they, I'm sure mm-hmm. they believe this is forever. And I hope it's forever, because who needs that trouble? But for him to be 12 years old, getting married, and about to have $500 million to his high school girlfriend, this, do you know who's going to throw themselves at him? Can you imagine the accomplished women who are going to throw themselves at him in just seconds when they realize, oh, this is the guy with the hair and $500 million? Marriage, who cares? And his life will be an endless temptation.
Mm-hmm. In order for him to keep his marriage successful and to stay faithful to his wife, I surely hope that he is surrounding himself with people who will help to hold him accountable and help shield him from the women who are surely going to try and get his attraction. Yes.
We're talking powerful women will be going after this guy. He may mm-hmm. not even see it coming. My mother would mm-hmm. say, they'll make mincemeat out of you. That's what my mother would say. All right, there's Kimberly Holmes, your great guest. She's the CEO of Marriage Helper. CEO of Marriage Helper, Kimberly Holmes. Thank you for being on Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Terrible mistake. Trevor Lawrence getting married. Trevor, what the hell were you thinking? Coming up in just seconds, we'll have a dad joke from our friend Judy. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What secrets are held in the swamp? Your Curse of Oak Island update later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
If you've ever looked at an elementary school assistant teacher and thought, I don't know, maybe cocaine or heroin, why not both? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Do you like to drink wine, you know, once in a while? I'm Walter Sterling. If so, here's how to make that drink 10 times healthier. In Argentina, they make a very dark wine, a red wine, from Malbec grapes. They're grown at 9,000 feet altitude. Now, they've lab tested these wines and found that they contain up to 10 times the levels of longevity and heart health nutrient called resveratrol. Resveratrol's powerful stuff. It pops up again and again in studies on longevity, heart health, and brain health. The wines also have 90% less sugar, fewer chemicals, fewer additives. Plus, if you love steak and barbecue, red wine has been shown to actually make the red meat healthier. And then there's the taste. These taste great. You'll taste a little blackberry, leather, cherry, and smoke. Today, when you visit SterlingWinesale.com, S-T-E-R, SterlingWinesale.com, you'll receive 50% off their best Malbec and 50% off shipping. Just visit SterlingWinesale.com. Good health and great taste. Who could ask for more?
Sterling on Sunday.
Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highland's new arthritis medicine, it helps ease my muscles and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside.
I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Hylands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Hylands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Hylands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Hylands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
All right, we're live on a Sunday night. There's Ryan Recker, who just stumbled into the radio station at KMOX. He makes a fantastic show, just a fantastic show. And he's also live. These are the big pluses. Bud Paxson. I'm sorry. Bud Paxson. I should hit the button. I know. Leave me alone. Bud Paxson, who is the inventor of the Home Shopping Network. He was very big on sweeping statements. He had sweeping statements. And one of his favorite was to say, all live television. No, he said, bad live television is better than any taped television. And that's how he lived his life. Judy, who found us on WBAP in Dallas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Do you have a dad joke for us?
I do. But you have Walter.
But wait. I have a question. Stop. I have a question.
Okay.
What did you lose that you lived with for 17 years?
You're telling me a joke. Okay.
No, sweetie.
I do not know.
No, didn't you post on Facebook that you lost something that was valuable to you that you had had
Yes. My dog.
And what was your dog's name?
It's Baby.
And what kind of dog was it?
It's Baby was a Karen Terrier mix.
I'm very sorry you lost your dog. There's nothing worse than losing a child or a dog. It's very sad.
I had pictures also on there. Under the comments, I posted some pictures. Three different pictures. But yes, thank you.
I'm sorry. What's your joke?
Well, you know, I can hear music coming out of my printer. I think the paper's jamming.
Oh, very good, Judy. That was good. The paper was jamming. Oh, we're on KFBK now, Bill White's radio station, the brilliant Bill White, respected by other programmers. There are programmers who are very good at what they do, and then there are program directors who are respected for what they do, and Bill White is respected for what he does. He now programs KFBK in Sacramento. I don't know what that means, but I do know that tonight we have decided to celebrate the great work of Neil Rogers. And Neil Rogers was the best talk show host in the history of Florida, one of the best local talk show hosts in the world. And, he left us a soundboard. Now, what is a soundboard? A soundboard is a collection of MP3 files that are wacky that he played throughout his show.
Oh.
Like that. And I play my own throughout my show. But Neil's are better. So throughout the show tonight, we will use Neil Rogers' soundboard to celebrate this great radio talent. Neil Rogers was great for a number of reasons. He was the funniest guy on in South Florida. He was crazy.
But he also did a few brave things. And one of the brave things he did in about 1978 is he came out on the air. And in the focus groups that I attended in South Florida, where listeners would be asked questions, and what do you think of this or this, they'd say, you know, so does it bother you that Neil is gay? Is there anything about his performance that is troublesome because of that? You know what? To a person, everybody who came to those focus groups go, oh, he's not really gay. He just says that. He just says that. They thought he was kidding. There was nothing else, and this is a terrible stereotype, but there was nothing else about his persona on the air that would lead you to believe that he was gay unless he told you. When the Backstreet Boys were in South Florida, he demanded that they come visit him. They insisted that they come visit his studios at WIOD. Sure enough, the Backstreet Boys showed up, but not all of the Backstreet Boys. The door opens, and there are just like two Backstreet Boys. And Neil Rogers said, oh, no, they sent me the ugly ones. It was quite a show. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I am appalled at Meghan Markle not going to Prince Philip's funeral. Now, she says it's because she's pregnant. And I'm not even so sure she says that. They always just link the two. She's pregnant and she's not going. I hope she's not having a troublesome pregnancy. What a horrible thing that would be for her, for anybody. But let's assume she's fine. She can get on a jet, go see her father-in-law, let's see, her great-father-in-law, see his funeral. It seems like minimal, you know, minimal. It isn't like she's done a lot so far. That's how I feel. And the other thing, the main topic that we're working on tonight, is the fact that, you know, I got two kids in elementary school and high school. And they're insisting on pretending this is a normal school year. This is not a normal school year. Don't pretend. Just give all those kids either a P to pass or an A. Do not pretend there's anything normal about this. But all these schools are pretending everything's normal. Do you know that when they're doing online learning, most of the kids can't be seen? The teachers can't see most of the kids. They can't compel the kids to turn on their cameras, and the kids don't want their cameras on because the kids are playing with an iPad where they're watching TikToks. They don't want it on, but they can't compel the kids to turn them on because of privacy issues. That's right. Now, the HEPA laws can be completely ignored, and everybody should have to register whether or not they get a shot. Ignore all the HEPA laws, but there are privacy issues about telling kids they have to turn on their cameras. All right, I've got the drive-through brew for you coming up and Florida stories in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday, and your number is 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. I'm live, 888-688-WALT. This is what a radio show is supposed to sound like on KFBK, on KXNT, on WPHT. This is what they're supposed to sound like. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music, too, is heard by the very best listeners. And we mean you.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. With weather systems being slow to move this week due to what us meteorologists call a Rex block, what you see is what you got for most of the work week. Out west, a dome of cold Canadian high pressure will bring well below normal temperatures from the northwest all the way from Alaska to Washington and Oregon and the northern Rocky Mountains into the nation's heartland. So we'll see record-setting cold temperatures in the Dakotas, Minot and Rapid City down to 30 degrees, Denver sees 29, Great Falls, Montana 24, with up to 2 feet of snow in Lander, Wyoming and Boulder, Colorado. Temperatures running more like February than mid-April. Even several inches of snow are possible in North Dakota, across to northern Minnesota, and those cold temperatures will plunge all the way down well into the Texas Panhandle. But keep your hat on. Spring returns next week. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour right here on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we go to Orlando, Florida. 28-year-old Florida man doesn't get along with his boss too well. And at work, they often argue about politics. It is suspected politics are one of the driving motivations here when the anti-Trump Florida man stabs his pro-Trump Florida boss to death and then drapes an American flag over him. At your office, think right now, has anyone ever gotten into an argument over anything political? Okay, now, did anyone end up stabbing the other dude to death and then draping an American flag over them? I don't know if I can keep doing Florida stories. There has to be a negative impact. And, you know, garbage in, garbage out. This much crazy stuff I have to put in my head every week for you. I think it's getting to me. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Newport Richey, where at an elementary school, a teaching assistant has some extracurricular activities that got her in trouble. 20-year-old Florida woman invites a 17-year-old and 18-year-old boy to her apartment, and they make a trade. I'll share some of my heroin with you if you share some of your cocaine with me and give me $50. Everything was going great until one of the kids ODs, and now all of a sudden, she can't be an elementary assistant anymore. You know, I got kids in elementary school, and I look at some of those teacher's assistants. I'm like, maybe. I'm kidding. They're angels. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Fort Walton Beach, where a 15-year-old middle school Florida boy had to dance. He's in the cafeteria, though. That's the problem in the middle of the school day. And I don't know what the circumstance was. The story's kind of light over here. But apparently some 15-year-old kid had to dance. And then you're doing the math. You're like, wait a second. You're 15. You're still in middle school. And you're dancing on the table in the cafeteria. And the cops have to come pull you off. And you get arrested for dancing on the table in middle school at age 15. I don't think this kid has a bright future. I'm not saying, like, I know who's going to cure cancer. I just know this guy's not going to do it. Just a hunch. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Messages for Midnight Misfits coming up. Karen and Mr. Sneakers, our very best listeners ever, asked, how is Dorothy Rose Sabo? How is Dorothy Rose? Well, I'll tell you how Dorothy Rose is. She got COVID-19 a week ago, and that has caused her a bad sinus infection. But that's it. Nothing else. She's been very lucky. And now it's pretty much gone. She has no new symptoms. She was tested positive for it, but she has no new symptoms. But here's the best part. She has a student job, and they're paying her sick leave. They're paying her sick leave on her student job. This is some scam. This is better than being a federal employee. Well, she's kind of a federal employee. But she likes Syracuse University. She just hasn't seen it yet. She went there in September, really hasn't seen it yet. She's been in her dorm room and then in a hotel room and then in an off-campus housing room. Really hasn't been walking around campus that much. But Dorothy, you are brave and we love you. And we're glad that all you had was a sinus infection. I'm hoping at this hour that the 9-year-old is asleep. I hope she's asleep. Because if she's not asleep, it's just big trouble. But the big problems we have with our schools today is very specific. They should all be getting passes or A's. There should be no normal grading this year. It's insane. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. At the same time, you know how these teacher unions are so demanding about how long teachers can work, how long they have to put in prep time? They have to prep those classes. They get paid for the prep of those classes. I do not. And now parents are taking over that role. Well, parents should get paid. Since the teachers can't do it, but our parents are expected to do it, they're expected to make sure the kid's in class on time at the computer in their home, they're expected to do the homework, which is insane. There shouldn't be any homework. Parents should get paid. They should get paid exactly what the teachers would be paid because they're doing the job. Isn't that how it works in a union world? That people who are doing a union job get paid a union wage. I think that's how this should work. It's crazy. Well, we've had a big day, haven't we? Trevor Lawrence got married yesterday to Marissa Maori, Missa Maori. And I wish them all the well, sort of, but he's out of his mind to get married. He is crazy to get married because no matter how much he loves her, and I'm sure he loves her, no matter how much he loves her, the temptation that man's going to have for the next 5-10 years is going to be unbelievable. It'll be unbelievable. The women who will throw themselves at him, and they could care less if he's married. Just amazing. And then I am shocked that Meghan Markle is not over in England attending Prince Philip's funeral. Aren't you shocked by that? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Oh, there's Keith Mortensen and Billy Datz. Welcome to the show. And Neil Paul and Judy Anderson. These are my buddies. They're all here. All the character, all the creatures are here. All the fantastic creatures are here. Now, the good thing about my marriage after 20 years, Neil, is that I can't be tempted by a woman. I couldn't be tempted by Trevor Lawrence. I could only be tempted by corned beef. My mistress is corned beef, mustard, rye. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What secrets are held in the swamp? Your Curse of Oak Island update later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine, it helps ease my muscles and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy to take off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight we're using the Neil Rogers soundboard. A soundboard is where there are a bunch of MP3 files that are wacky that disc jockeys and other radio people use to enliven their show.
Oy.
This is the Neil Rogers soundboard. These were the sounds that Neil left us. When he passed, he left us his soundboard.
Oh!
Let's see what else we got here. Oh, this is Neil screaming. And let's see. Neil, God.
Neil Rogers.
God.
He was the most successful talk show host in the history of Florida, arguably one of the two or three in America. What did he do? He did everything that focus groups would tell him not to do. Now, he was in South Florida, land of rednecks, senior citizens, people who had questions about gays. He, on the air, was openly and aggressively gay. He mocked senior citizens, and he hated South Florida. He hated it. The minute that he could financially and technically do his show from other countries, Toronto and Amsterdam, he did. He hated it. And the more he hated it, the more he announced that he was gay, the more he announced that he loved hockey. Who the hell loves hockey? The more he announced he loves hockey, the higher his ratings would climb. He made fun of Hispanics. Whenever one called in, he called them Julios. He was an unpleasant man. And he was usually guys like that are really nice off the air. He was worse off the air. One day, I was working at the station. I was working with him. And he was on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. He was on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I needed to talk to him. I figured I'll leave a message at his home. When he gets home, he'll call me. It was 20 to 2. He gets off the air at 2. I call his home at 20 to 2. He answered the phone. I said to him, Neil, are you sick? Are you all right? Why are you home at 20 to 2? He said, I had to get home to watch my soap.
Oy!
That was his life. That's how powerful he was. Russ in Southern Illinois listening on KMOX. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, Giant Network Radio Show. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Sterling. Good to talk to you again, sir.
Hey, buddy.
It's been a while since I talked to you. I believe the last time was last year when the man in the camper was just fixing to take off and head out and live in that and travel the country. You remember the story? I think I caught a month or so ago you were talking to him again.
Yes.
And I'm the guy that had lived in a camper for almost 11 years, and I was giving him some tips on everything that could go wrong, will, and all that kind of stuff.
And did.
But anyhow, it did.
Yes.
The reason I'm calling in, I love your show, and I'm about, I would say, 35 miles northeast of St. Louis, Missouri, or just across the river in southern Illinois, and I do listen on KMOX, as you mentioned, and I don't know if you're aware or not, and I can't figure this out, but KMOX carries the first 2 hours of your show, and then at 11 o'clock, they go to a local guy that's on every night of the week. And he's good in his own right, but he has every night of the week. You have 3 hours on Sunday. And I can't help but be so aggravated that they're cutting off the third hour, one third of your show, to play a guy that's on every night here. And I didn't know if you were aware of that or not.
Well, this week, tonight, in the third hour, we're going to go over how to win the Missouri lottery. So I can't imagine you'll be frustrated. Listen, 99% of the stations that air this show air all 3 hours. It's very rare and for very good reasons that a station might run two. I got to tell you, being on KMOX for one minute is a win.
Right.
It's such an important station with such coverage and a huge audience. And I happen to like Ryan Recker. I wish that I could trash him, but I can't. He's a great guy. It's the situation.
Right,
it's the situation. I hope they give Ryan another night off. I hope they pay him for that night off, and I hope they give me 3 hours. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. 888-688-WALT is my number, 888-688-WALT. Now, the other thing I needed to talk to you about, because I actually do a tremendous amount of show prep, whereas other hosts try to vamp. I can't vamp this. It's too wacky. Listen to this.
Those are the Strokes. Very happening alt band. Started about 15 years ago in New York City. Very New York City group of guys. The Strokes. They're led by Julian Casablancas. Julian Casablancas. Every member of the Strokes band is incredibly good looking, to the point where it hurts their cred. But they're like, Atomic Kitten. They're like the male version of Atomic Kitten. I don't know why they always cart those up and they just drop instantly. I don't know why. Now, it's run by Julian Casablancas. I want you to think about this. One day, when you're like 17 and a half, you're lying in bed, you're staring at the ceiling, and it finally hits you that you're Julian Casablancas. Now, what does that mean? He's a kid in Manhattan. It's not a big deal. Millions of kids in Manhattan. No. He is unknown royalty in Manhattan. His name is Julian Casablancas. He is the son of the founder of the Elite Modeling Agency. Not Descriptive, that's the brand name. The Elite Modeling Agency. And he's lying there and he's got curly hair. He's really good looking. And he's like, I bet you I can play a guitar. It occurs to him that his father gives him access to one part of the world of New York. A guitar would give him access to everything. Everything. You're Julian Casablancas, and now you've got, now like every good-looking kid, he has other good-looking friends. Why is it that all good-looking friends, good-looking kids, have other good-looking friends? I had none. They were all with Julian Casablancas. Now they decide to form a band called The Strokes. They practice for half a day in one of the kids' Park Avenue apartments. That's really all they needed to practice, half a day. Maybe they had the scales on the guitars, those color things where you put your fingers. That's all they had to do to have a successful band. Then they went down to CBGB's because it was still open. They played one set. They got a record signed, and they had 100% access to New York City. Can you imagine the exciting moment when they realized out of the primordial ooze of artistry in New York City that out would come The Strokes? They would have hit records and a line of adoring fans because of Julian Casablancas. This is the best scam in the history of rock and roll. It's better than the Blondie scam. She was asked, do you realize how attractive you are, Blondie? She says, I'm not stupid. She says, I know that was part of the appeal. I'm not stupid. Tragically, she and that wacky boyfriend of hers apparently did a lot of heroin by their own account. And that's too bad. I don't think the Strokes need to do anything like that because they're the Strokes, and Julian Casablanca is their leader. And now he has the world at his doorstep. That is some life. I have more for you. I'm going to share with you the oddest management decision I ever made back when I wore suits. Now, it's time for Sterling Snaps. Wake up. Whatever you're looking at right now, take a picture of it. Take out that overpriced phone, that iPhone 28 that you got, the iPhone 280. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at right now and send it to me, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Yes, Billy Datz, you can do it. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I will post it on the Facebook page probably Tuesday when I recover from this show because it's an exhausting show. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A blocking pattern has set up in the upper atmosphere, meaning the weather systems are not going anywhere fast as we begin the work week. That means that the cool and cloudy regime over the Northeast will stay that way, with scattered showers and an occasional thunderstorm continuing, keeping temperatures cool with highs only in the 50s. For Boston, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and into the nation's capital. Further south, the southern states of the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi should dry out with pleasant sunny skies early this week. A cold front will move across the Florida Peninsula, however, and that's going to pose a slight severe weather risk for heavy rain, hail, and even a possible tornado for much of the Florida Peninsula. A blast of cold weather is on tap for the Northwest, and I'll have more on that in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
I so rarely get time to myself. I am in the bowels of public radio headquarters. Here's the giant mechanical reverb unit last used for high-lit Saturday night dance party. I stare at Bob McNeil's golf clubs, dusty and undervalued. Yes, I'm here among giants. How can I ever come up to their standards of excellence? I could throw myself into Richard Nixon's dumbwaiter, but then I would be guilty of stealing a joke. No, I must carry on and deliver obscure news to people who don't fit it. Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, out.
I'm still blind.
Here today to meet the woman of my dreams. I've been talking to this girl on the internet for a while. I actually been trying to save some money to go see this woman.
You talk to her online.
I go to the library, believe it or not, talk to this woman. I met her on MySpace,
yeah.
And she's a very beautiful woman. She's tall, skinny, redhead, very beautiful woman.
Why don't we do it this way? Because you've never met her
before. Never met her.
Well, then I'm going to ask you to leave for a few moments, and we'll want to bring her out, let the audience meet her. And then we can both observe you two meeting, which will be a nice moment in your life. Okay? So if you would just
all right, thanks a
leave
lot.
Here. We'll have you back in a minute. Thank you. So her name is Joby. Let's bring out Joby. Hi, Joby.
Hello, Jerry.
You met here, Brad, here on the internet.
Yes, we met on MySpace.
On MySpace. And what attracted you to him?
He was cute. He seemed very nice in the message he sent me.
Yeah. And you think this could be the one?
Yes.
And
but I have a secret to tell him.
You have a secret to tell him?
Yes.
And your secret is?
I'm a man, Jerry. He says he wants to meet me, you know, he tried to get a bus ticket or whatever.
Yeah.
I said I'd just call the Jerry Springer Show, you know, because
Then
it'll give it more of a twist.
Let's see what, you know, what his reaction is going to be. But you really care about him. This isn't just to play a trick on someone. You really want him to be okay with you. All right. Well, let's bring him out now. Okay, how about a nice hand? Let's bring him back now. Here's Brad.
How you doing?
Good to meet you. It's kind of nervous on national TV, I know, but like, I wanted to ask, like, maybe, like, you know, you could be my girlfriend.
Well, Brad, I have to tell you, I'm a man.
I'll try anything once.
Yes. Now, here's exciting news. Let's find it here. I want to get this right. just when we thought it was safe. There's a good chance you'll have to get the COVID vaccine every year, according to a local Jacksonville, Florida doctor. The president of the Duval County Medical Society Foundation said he predicts people will have to get the COVID-19 vaccine every fall or winter, just like the flu shot. Cooler weather means that the viruses can spread more rapidly, said the doctor. Doctors are hypothesizing the vaccine effective for up to 6 months, and now the antibodies will be getting the infection. Oh, Walter, put on your freaking glasses. Let me do this. Oh, this is a whole different experience now. Doctors are hypothesizing the vaccine is effective for up to 6 months, like how antibodies from getting the infection last for 3 to 6 months. We may need a booster this fall or the upcoming winter, and will potentially have a seasonal vaccine after that. Jacksonville resident Kathy Barnwood told the There it is. We may have to get this vaccine every 6 months. They told us that this would solve it. We'd have herd immunity like we're sheep or goats or worse. But no, we're going to probably have to have this vaccine like the flu shot every 6 months. And I hope not, because I had my Moderna shot, and the second shot was a doozy. And I was stuck in bed for 2.5 days, not because I was I had symptoms or was throwing up or no. I was so sick I couldn't roll over. The second shot made me so sick I couldn't roll over. And then it went away almost instantly, and then I was fine. I've got to talk to you about the song Special Lady, and I'll do that with you coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving 4 times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their 8th shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com. And get the $5 kit right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine, it helps ease my muscles and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Hylands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Hylands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Hylands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Hylands.com. Take control of your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again, they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Email waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Every email I get gets answered. I have a Facebook page. Ready? Walter M. Sterling. Clever. Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. It's a unique Facebook page. You see things there that you don't want to see, things that are shocking, and you can't unsee them. Plus, a newly invigorated podcast. And the podcast is called Midnight Misfits, but in it are many episodes of The Usual Edition and Florida Stories. In fact, do you have a Florida Stories queued up? Let's listen to a Florida Stories, and then I have a story to tell you about it. Hello, do you have a Florida Stories queued up? Can you play a Florida Stories? Hello, can you play a Florida Stories? You can just say no.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we go to Bradenton, Florida, where a group of activists have angered some local residents because they keep hanging out on the corner of streets, holding up signs protesting, of all things, not protesting the war or abortion or the president. These are anti-circumcision protesters. The complaint is parents have their kids in the car and they got to explain why the guy on the corner in the white pants that has the blood stain on the undercarriage region is holding a giant sign. There's a picture of it too. You got to go see this online. It says, "I want my foreskin back." You know what? And I think America is one. If people are protesting something as trivial as that, you know, like over in other countries, like where people are living on a dollar a day, do you think there's any anti-circumcision protesters who are taking time out of their day to raise awareness for the cause of foreskin? That's just a little bit insane. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right, for our final Florida story, there's a fuss in Sarasota because a 107-year-old man just renewed his driver's license. He's the oldest driver in Florida. And some are complaining that he should not be allowed to drive because he's 107 years old. Excuse me, people of Sarasota, Florida. Look around in your own state. You've got insane hybrid invasive species of pythons and iguanas invading your state. You have animal attacks. You have Scarface in Miami. You have Deliverance in the Panhandle. You got Mickey Mouse in between. You've got corrupt politicians, incest, bestiality, drugs, theft, murder. And every once in a while, a space shuttle takes off over there. And you're worried about an old dude driving in Florida? Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
You love Florida Stories. I love James Parker and Florida Stories. Great feature on the show. I was thrilled when he said he would do it. Last week, he did his 100th episode of Florida Stories. I figured everything was going well. He was also proud of the fact that no one had ever criticized him. Everybody loved Florida Stories. Great, fine. I get an email from him this week saying, "Walter, I think we're going to go on hiatus from Florida Stories for a little while. Not forever, just a little while." No explanation. I was horrified. But he's going to go on a hiatus from Florida Stories. I will play them for a while, old ones. The ones you heard tonight are vintage Florida Stories, classic Florida Stories. They were not new. They were, I don't know when they were from, probably 2 years ago. 100 episodes of Florida Stories. So grateful to James. But James, we need you. You need to be part of it. Then I started to speculate as to why he went on hiatus. There was one Facebook post from one old lady saying that she didn't like them. Okay, that was it. One criticism. And then I thought, what else? Maybe at his real job, which he does a talk show somewhere in the Southeast, I never remember where, maybe they got upset that he was doing this. Maybe they didn't like that. Maybe he had some contractual issues to work out. I know what I have to work out. I'd like to know why there isn't a sponsor on Florida Stories. Please share with me why there isn't a psychiatric drug sponsor on Florida Stories. It would seem to be an appropriate thing. But they're very funny. They're incredibly well-written, and I know you love them. If you have a message for James Parker that says, we want you on Florida Stories, call 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Let me know that you would like to have Florida Stories return. Because I was very upset for like 2 days, I did nothing. No, I'm serious. For 2 days, I stared out the window. I'm like, how the heck are we going to get by without Florida Stories? And I know that everybody who works on the show, that is their favorite feature far more than me, which is appropriate. This will be no good without Florida Stories. I may not even continue the show without Florida Stories. Did you ever consider that? Did you ever consider that? You better think about these things. Let me tell you about the past 2 days of my life. I debated whether or not to tell you about the last 2 days of my life, but I think I had better. I bought a new printer 3 days ago, and it arrived. I'm going to tell you the brand name for a reason. It is a Canon printer. Now, granted, I bought the cheapest Canon printer there is. It was $64. A Wi-Fi Canon printer for $64. It's so cheap, it doesn't have a screen on it. Most printers have a screen. It tells you how many copies, tells you if the internet's connected. No, it doesn't have any of that. I take it out of the box. I'm like, oh, it has no screen. Oh, it has no feeder. I wanted one with a paper feeder. This doesn't have it. Friday, Saturday, and this morning, every second of my life was spent trying to get this printer to connect to the internet. And then I look online to see, what were the experience of other people? Well, there were at least 100 reviews with one star and saying, throw it out. Don't buy this. This is a disaster. How could they have made this? And I felt a little better. But I also felt my usual stupidity, which is, I'm going to beat them. I will show them how to make it work. Once, just once, on my laptop, did it recognize this printer. Just once, for about a minute. And it hasn't recognized it since. I had fantasies about printing out spectacular glowing stories to share with you because I could finally print. I haven't been able to print in 2 months. Finally, I was able to print, but no. And you know what I'm going to have to do tomorrow? I'm going to have to send it back. But this, there's nothing as frustrating as trying to get any printer of any brand, this happens to be a Canon printer, any printer of any brand to see the Wi-Fi, to connect with the Wi-Fi. The most interesting suggestion they made was make sure your printer is near the router, not further than 50 feet. What do you mean not further than 50 feet? You should be able to, anywhere on the network, the local area network should be able to. And son of a gun, when I actually put the computer on top of the router, it worked. But that was no place to put it. I should have been able to walk a few feet away. No, this was insanely frustrating. There was nothing more frustrating. So I have nothing good to say about Canon printers. Nothing. Granted, I bought the cheapest one. Sometimes that's not always the best plan. But man, those are the things that make you crazy. My car has the service engine light on, and it's never going off. I've wasted $4,000 or $5,000 on the service engine light to go off. That doesn't seem to be going off.
I asked for relatives to help me pay to get it off. Yeah, that isn't happening. Isn't that amazing? You know, I need a car because I made the mistake of being in the suburbs, and you need a car. There's no other way to do it. There's nothing could be more expensive than Uber. So, no, I'm not going to use the Uber when I have a car. Let's fix the car. Let's get together and fix the Sterling's car. It's the least you could do. And that's why it isn't going to be done. That's the least you could do. Hey, those are my frustrations. The thing about growing up in the suburbs, which I did, is that the good news is you get to form who you are in the swamp of life. The unstructured nature of the suburb, you get to develop as a kid the way you want to. If you grow up in the city, if you're in a city, you step outside and you get caught up in the Epcot ride of that city. And you have to fit into that city. As a misfit, as a midnight misfit, when did you realize that you don't fit in? What was that moment? For me, it was fifth grade when I saw Nelson Burns out in the playground and there were all the other kids and they were responding to him and they knew what he wanted and he knew what they wanted. And they got along. And I had no idea, how did they all know each other? How was it possible they all knew each other? And my mother said, they don't know all each other. They maybe played at the same park. But it looked to me they all had a map that I absolutely was not given. I absolutely did not get that map. I looked at it from the kindergarten window onto the playground. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to fit in. I don't know how to do it. And then when I got to work and big jobs, I still didn't know how to do it. I just had to isolate myself and the people who worked with me in order for me to function because I didn't know how to integrate them in with the community because I didn't fit in. If you're a kid and you grow up in the city, you can step outside and sort of fit in instantly. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. With weather systems being slow to move this week due to what us meteorologists call a Rex block, what you see is what you got for most of the work week. Out west, a dome of cold Canadian high pressure will bring well below normal temperatures from the northwest all the way from Alaska to Washington and Oregon and the northern Rocky Mountains into the nation's heartland. So we'll see record-setting cold temperatures in the Dakotas, Minot and Rapid City down to 30 degrees, Denver sees 29, Great Falls, Montana 24, with up to 2 feet of snow in Lander, Wyoming and Boulder, Colorado. Temperatures running more like February than mid-April. Even several inches of snow are possible in North Dakota, across to northern Minnesota, and those cold temperatures will plunge all the way down well into the Texas Panhandle. But keep your hat on. Spring returns next week. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour right here on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a funny story from one of my books. So if there's one thing NYPD members are paranoid about, it's losing their weapon. Failure to safeguard your firearm can result in the loss of 30 vacation days, and if the department thinks that you were egregious in losing your weapon, you can be fired. So it's safe to say that NYPD members take safeguarding their weapons seriously, sometimes to the point of paranoia. Well, one NYPD detective who was going out for the night decided to hide his firearm in the one place he didn't think burglars would look, his oven. So he goes out, and 9 beers and 4 hours later, he comes home a little tipsy and decides to make himself a snack. Preheating his oven to 375, the detective put on the television in his living room and decided to watch TV. About 20 minutes later, when the oven hit maximum heat, the rounds in his 38 caliber revolver started going off, shooting at him from the next room. The panicked detective ran outside the house, banged on a neighbor's door, and called 911 on himself to explain that his gun was shooting at him through his kitchen. So that's a story from my book, NYPD Through the Looking Glass, Stories from Inside America's Largest Police Department.
Ferrari, what a great author, a great storyteller. Very happy to have him an exclusive member of Sterling on Sunday. I don't know what these other shows do, but they sure as heck don't prepare their shows the way I do. It's shocking. It's shocking how they waste the airwaves. Shocking. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. James Kardachi, Billy Datz, Sue, Karen and Mr. Sneakers, Phoebe, Ed, Cheryl, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You are among the Midnight Misfits. The reason I created the Midnight Misfits organization is because finally you and I have a place where we can be ourselves. You and I can eat corned beef without being judged. You and I can smoke without being judged, and you and I can keep to ourselves, because our real goal is to not be bothered. Our true goal is to sit in the corner, to read a newspaper, or study our Instagram, study those interesting photos that we've asked for on Instagram, those questionable photos, there they are. They're all ours. And to ponder deep thoughts, such as, why did Trevor Lawrence get married this weekend? What the hell was he thinking? Is he out of his mind, the richest young man in America with that hair? And he decided to get married hours before he became the number one NFL draft choice. Stupid, Trevor. You will regret it. Not the girl. Seems to be a lovely girl. But what are you thinking? I've been married 20 years and finally dawned on me that I'm married. It takes a long time to adjust to being married. And he's had the life. He has had the life, and he volunteered to give it away. Crazy. Crazy. But the thing about being a misfit is that you and I here can celebrate not fitting in. Those ladies who hand out the forms in the morning, fill this out, please fill this out. You didn't fill it out last week. That's not us. We come into the most desperate situation at work possible. We come into an empty vending machine. One little Nabisco cracker in the corner, one little Wrigley's gum in the other corner. That's it. The good stuff, the tasty cake stuff, the Tandy cakes, we don't get those. The crimpets, we don't get those. We get a little Nabisco. And then in the soda machine, what do we get? Orange. Out of Diet Coke, out of Coke, out of Pepsi, out of orange juice, we get, you know, an orange soda of questionable origin. Where does that come from? Where does Neutrogena come from? What part of the world is that from, and what does it taste like? Have you ever tasted it? Have you ever tasted Neutrogena? No. It's interesting how many things are wallpaper our lives, surround our lives every day, and we've never participated in them. And then there are other things that are equally big or impressive, and we choose not to participate, and it makes no sense. I have never seen a rich person get into their swimming pool. All rich people's swimming pools are never used. They're huge and impressive and look spectacular, never used. You go to North Jersey, to most towns that have those above-ground pools, which are hideous. The above-ground pools are hideous, and they're packed. There are 40 people in them eating hot dogs. By the way, the big holiday in New Jersey is coming up, Memorial Day. No state celebrates Memorial Day like New Jersey. People in New Jersey are planning for Memorial Day right now. They're going to break every law there is, every rule, every recommendation right now to do their Memorial Day. That's what they're going to do. I've got to talk to you about Special Lady by Ray Goodman and Brown. I'll do that in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine. It helps ease my muscles and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Rick Lagina loves waxing poetically about what's in the swamp. And the boys started to dig in it this week, and they found finished wood probably about 80 to 100 feet down in the middle of a swamp. This wood has yet to be dated. It's ancient, and it looks like wood planking that would come from the bow of a boat or perhaps a rail. Gary Drayton and his wonderful metal detector continue to find amazing things in the swamp, including a metal shard likely was shot from a musket. In the basement of Dan Blankenship, the crew have been going through his vast array of collectibles that would make him seem like a Oak Island hoarder. And they found a unique piece of metal they took to Carmen Legg. And this unique piece of metal comes from the 1400s, part of a cannon. The 1400s, that's before Christopher Columbus discovered the New World. The 1400s, that's 200 years before the Mayflower. The crew is working full time and overtime, trying to get all the secrets they can because winter is blowing in on Oak Island, where they will have to give up their search for another year. With your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
All right, the most successful talk show host in South Florida was a man named Neil Rogers. And Neil passed away, but he left us his sound effects.
Oi!
These are all of Neil Rogers' sound effects, which I'm going to use to enhance my show.
Oh! Oh!
Hard to beat these. I mean, these are remarkable sound effects. Here's Neil Rogers screaming. You can hear how all of this would make him number one. But he really only used two.
Roy!
He used that all the time. And this.
Oi!
We use these all the time. And by integrating these into my show, it guarantees success. Wouldn't you say so? Guarantees success. Now, I put out a podcast called Midnight Misfits. That's what you are. What I'm going to do from now on is in the Midnight Misfit podcast is always put in multiple editions of the usual edition. This seems to be our most professional effort, our award-winning effort, because Rachel Goldstein Shabazz is an amazing talent. We feature her in the show, plus Blind Jim. Now, many people have asked questions about Blind Jim in the Usual Edition podcast. He's actually blind, and he's funny. He thinks this is the best thing that ever happened to him. I appreciate the effort he puts in. I want to talk to you about the trans community, which may seem odd for me, but it's important to me. The trans community, people who are non-binary, they're not male or female, they're intersexual, or who have decided to make a transition from their birth identity to a new identity, to who they really are. I said last week on my giant radio show, I said, they're always called brave. They're always called brave. And I thought, what is the process of coming to the decision to go through the transformation? And I realized that if you go through that process in your mind, lying in bed, night after night, year after year, decade after decade, to finally decide I'm going to become who I was meant to be. Once you do that, may I suggest, it is not brave but inevitable. It is not brave but obvious. This is something that must be done. There's bravery on another level. There's bravery with husbands, wives, children, friends, employers. That takes a different level of bravery to accept the trans person in their life, to know how to support the trans person in their life. And I am so happy that we're at a moment in time where people of the trans community can come out and say, this is who I am. This is how I feel. This is who I was born to be. And I want you to know my authentic self. I'm glad we're at a moment in time where that can happen, but we're not good at it. This community has a higher percentage of people who get beaten up, discriminated against, don't get employed, don't get housing. We have a long way to go. But I hope that it goes faster than it has gone for other segments of society who have faced similar prejudices in the past. Not long ago enough was it illegal in too many states for black people and white people to marry. Because as a nation, we're stupid. You know, there have been many adoption situations where kids from other countries could have been adopted here. But some good Southerners said, well, that's not the way of the Bible to be adopted without two parents. That's not the biblical way. So we have a ways to go. We need to get smarter about these things, but I think we can. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. The tragedy is there's so many shows on at this time that are best ofs, you know, best ofs. Well, they're not. There's no such thing as a best of talk show. A best of talk show is dead fish. Because the purpose of a show like this is that you and I get to talk. That's why this show exists, that you and I get to talk. And I love to talk to you. It's the best part of my life is when you and I get to talk. But this is the time for Midnight Misfits. So if you don't traditionally fit in, if you're not the head cheerleader, you're not the team captain, you're not the fraternity rush chairman, this is for us. Because it turns out that the people who don't fit in, the introverts, are the ones who make things happen. It's the introverts that grind the wheel of evolution and innovation. We're the ones who do the innovation. Every job I ever had is a job that no one had before. I looked for those jobs. I'd look for jobs that no one had before. To me, those are the best jobs. Well, I got to play this for you. This is so stupid. Let's see. Here we go.
You gotta be special, lady. Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world.
Somehow I knew. When this song came out, I loved it so much. And I was in charge of a group of radio stations in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Washington, in different formats. And I was the boss, which is always a mistake to have me as the boss. But I loved this so much, I made all of those stations play this. I never got payola, I never knew any record guys, but I'm like, I really like this song. I think everybody should play Special Lady by Ray Goodman and Brown.
You gotta be special lady.
And they did. He used to make them crazy. And then one of the program directors at one of the stations found a piano roll from a player piano that had Special Lady by Ray Goodman and Brown. And he gave that to me, and I couldn't have been more thrilled. I was thrilled. All right, remember that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
Should be as well air conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.